is a postscript from yesterday. That guy never divorced his wife, and this poor woman was a poor woman, but she was left with nothing on all sides. Okay. Okay. We're on Chavov Amid Aleph. We're just going to finish the perek, and we'll leave the new perek for coming week, Mitzvah. The Kulam Shahoyu Lohen Nashim V'Mesu Mutaris L'Nasi Lohen Rashi V'Kulam HaChachem HaMeybi Get V'HaMeyed B'Isha L'Hasiyah D'Shnan Bohen Lo Yichnos. All the things we had in the previous mission, that a Chacham that couldn't find a heter for the nether of a woman, and because of that she was also to her husband, she made a nether not to have any Hanoah, and he divorced her, so the Chacham is not allowed to marry her. And the same thing, person brings a get, Medina Sayom, and he has to validate the get and say, he can't marry the woman, because we're afraid that people will say that he really didn't witness this, and he's doing it only because he wants to marry the woman. So in all these cases, if they had, they had wives at the time that they did this. The Chacham had a wife when he was Mata the Neder, when he wasn't Mata the Neder. And then subsequent to that, the wife died. So we're not kosher that people are going to say that he was planning already what's going to be if his wife died. And even though in those days you could marry more than one woman, but either people didn't, or he had pas v'salo. We're not afraid the guy's going to want to marry another wife, dafka, if he doesn't have a wife. So we're afraid that people will say that he wanted to have a wife, and dafka this one, and therefore he wasn't mouth of the ned or whatever. But he had a wife already, just a matter of having another wife, that much we're not choshish. The kulan shenisu l'acherin v'nisgarshu oshenis almanu, or another situation where they originally didn't get married to this chacham or to the person who brought the get. They got married to somebody else, and then that somebody else divorced them or died. So then the chacham can marry this woman, because we're not choshish that people are going to say that he had such plans that, you know, for the future, right? What if immediately there's laws, but for what's the future? She already got married to somebody else, and she got divorced, and or he died. The Chacham wasn't planning all of that when he wasn't Mata the Neder. Mutaros anoshelahem, the kula mutaros libnehem olacheim, and they're all mutter to marry the children of this chacham, or the children of the person who brought the get, or their brothers. Right? We'll see in a second what the problem could have been, but that's no problem. Whatever the problem could have been, it's not a problem. They could marry the woman who the chacham wasn't mater, and she had to get divorced, can marry the brother or the children of the, what's it called, of the chacham. And similar to the person who brings the get. Rashi. Shehoyu lohem noshim b'shas maisa umeisu l'achar zman. If they were married when the Maisa happened, in other words, when they brought the get, or when they weren't Mater the woman, Neder. Mutaros Eli Nasilahem. Right, then these people are allowed to get married to them, if they had a wife at the time that the Maisa happened. The Hashka Lekov Shat, because there's no more, it doesn't look suspicious anymore. Shari Bisho Shehayid Bo Ho'ed Osha'os Rechochem Hoise Ishto Kayemis. Velos Lisa Ezu Niskavim. He didn't have intention to marry this one, again, even though he could marry more than one wife. But that much we're not choshish, that he had his wife already, what do you need this one for? So he went through this whole thing just to marry another wife? That's not reasonable. The kulan hanoshim halalu, all these women, shenisu l'acherit, kisha'os rechachem, o kisha'ed eid b'misas b'ayla, right, if they got married to somebody else, after the chacham wasn't Mata the Nether, and she got divorced from her husband, she went and married somebody else. Or the person was Meyed that her husband was dead. He's not allowed to marry her. Right? She went and got married to somebody else. And then, Umeisu Habayla Mashneim, and then those husbands died. Then the aid, or the Chacham, could marry her. mutaris li nashi lechachem ola eid ola maybe get the kulan hanashim ha'elu mutaris with neyam ola cheim shel elu hamatirim osam. They're also, even though they can't get married to the chacham or the aid or the person who brought the get, but they can get married to their brothers or to their sons. They're only asur to them, not to their relatives. Okay, Gemara. Mesu in is garshu lo, right? Mashma from the ratio of the Mishnah, that only if the wife died, can the chacham, let's use the chacham as the example, but it goes to all of them. Right? Only if the wife of the chacham died, can he then marry, this woman. But if he was married when he wasn't matir the nether, and he divorced his wife after that, then it still looks suspicious. Right? Maybe he had this all planned. Right? You can't say he had it planned that his wife died, unless maybe he killed her. But if she died of natural causes, then we don't have any suspicion. We'll see. In any case, what's it called? Yeah, there's a ritva that says that if the wife was mamish chola mesukin, and it was clear that she was pretty much going to die, then it could be tzasur too. But in any case, what's it called? Death, we can't say the guy was planning his wife was going to die. But gerish in lechora, we can say that the guy, the chacham was planning to marry this woman. That's why he wasn't matir the nether. I, as a wife, he's planning to divorce her and make room for this woman. Omer le Rav Hillel Rav Ashi, v'atan yafilu nizgarshu. I, lemaisa, the Brisa says not like that. That it doesn't make a difference if they died or they were divorced. As long as he had a wife when the nether wasn't, he wasn't matir the nether, right, then we're not choshish that he did this to marry her. Because he had a wife, even if subsequently he divorced her. Versus Lokasha. So from the Mishnah's Mashma, if he divorced her, he still asked her to marry this woman. And from the Brisa, it's Mashma, it's Feirish, that if he divorced her, he is allowed to marry her. Versus Lokasha. Had the Havi Katata, had the Lo Havi Katata. It depends if they were fighting at the time when he wasn't Matar the Nether. If they were already, was no Shalom Bayis between them, then we're suspicious that maybe he was already considering divorcing this woman, and therefore he was planning to get another wife, and that's why he wasn't matir the nether. But if there was shalom bayis between them, then we don't go that far to say that the guy was, what's it called, planning to make trouble with his wife and divorce her and marry this woman. That's reasonable, too unreasonable. Therefore, it's not chash. Viboy same, another possibility. The lo havi katata. Talking where there was shalom bayis, there was no fights between them. The lo kasha, and subsequently, they got into a fight and he divorced her. Had the argil who? Had the argila he? It depends who caused the fight. Right? There was shalom bayis when he wasn't matir the nether, and then all of a sudden. What's it called? He started a fight up with his wife and divorced her. So then it looks fishy that maybe he did the whole, he had this whole thing planned and he was going to start up and divorce her eventually. But if she started up, he didn't do anything. She was the one who caused the not shalom bias that led to the get. Then we can't say that he planned that his wife should make trouble and that he should have to divorce her. Then it doesn't look suspicious anymore. It's unreasonable. The suspicion is unreasonable, and therefore it's mutter. Rashi. Nisgarshu lo, the aliyadei shenosan es eino bezu shehitir giris es ishto. Right? Because we are suspicious that maybe he wanted to marry this woman, and that's why he divorced his wife. So divorce isn't going to take away the suspicion. I hodik tani, but the Mar says, but the Brisa says it does. So Mar says, hodik tani afilu nisgarshu kagon the havi luktota mikmi hochi. Right. What's it called? That the brisa that says even this garshu is what's it called is okay, right? Should be going to have it. A feeling this garshu, which is usher, right? No, even if they got divorced, it's usher. It's talking where there was fight already, and there what's it called? We're afraid that he had in mind to divorce his wife.
I mean, if he's a chacham, shouldn't he get the same consequence in all areas? He's a chacham.
The halacha is you have to be done in Mekav Schos. But he also has a halacha that he can't put a mikshel in front of people and make them, what's it called, suspect him. So therefore the Chachamim ushered him from doing something that could raise suspicion. Right? You Yisum Nekiyum Hashem Yisrael. Everybody has their Torah. Right? I have to judge you favorably. But you can't do something that makes me suspicious. You're putting a mikshel in front of me. Hadiktani afilu nisgarshu, right? The Mishnah that says even if what's it called he divorced them could go into havi luktata where they had a fight already. Mikmi hachi da dain lanosan daito also. Something's wrong over here. Should be just the opposite, no? We meaning that it's usher where they had katata. No, it's where they didn't have any katata. Then we're afraid that he didn't have his mind on this other woman because he had a wife already and there was no fight. No, if he had katata, then he had his mind on the other woman because he had his mind on divorcing this one. What?
They had a ketata, then he had his mind on divorcing.
Right. And he had his mind, therefore, on marrying the woman that he wasn't matter the nether. And Rashi says that dain lo nosen daito al zos. Zos means the what's it called? The
Before he came in front of her, he didn't know about her. But then after he came in front of her, oh, that's what caused it.
No, that's not what it says. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says that which it says in the Mishnah, that even if later on he was Megarish's wife, still it's Aser, right? That's where they had Ketata, right? Why? Nikmihachi, Dadain lo nosen daito alzos. That's just the opposite. If they had, what's it called? What do you mean, Adain lo nosen daito alzos?
He didn't know about her before the second lady.
He was planning on divorcing his wife, and therefore he had in mind this woman to marry her. That's why we don't let him get married to her. Because we're afraid that since they had a fight, he was planning on divorcing his wife and marrying this woman. So he had daito all well. He had his das on this woman.
After the
ketata. When he was mata the nether, there was already ketata. So
that,
therefore,
Adayin was going before, after the ketata. Adayin before the ketata, there was no. He didn't know about her. That's what Adayin is going on. Adayin is before the ketata. There was no. He didn't know.
But there was. What does that have to do with anything? That's not what Rashi's saying. Rashi's explaining why, even if later on he divorced his wife, it's still suspicious because we're afraid that since at the time he wasn't matter the nether, right? They were fighting, and he was planning on divorcing her, and that's why he wasn't matter the nether, so he could divorce this woman. So he did have his mind on her, on this woman. He didn't have his mind on her. He did have his mind. I don't know. Hochi Garcina. The boy Seima, either the Edith Lo, have you Ktata? Both are talking where there was no Ktata. Right? And the Ktata only came later. Then it looks like what's it called that Hibadafka started up with her to divorce her. To marry this woman, right? He started up. So even though he wasn't maybe thinking of divorce at the time, now that he started up with her, maybe he was thinking of divorce. He just didn't work out. Shehu hischila haknes ishto. Hadik tani afilu nisgarshu b'dargila hiktata. That which it says, even if they get divorced, even if it gets divorced, is going on the case where it's mutter. Where is it mutter? When they had ketata. Right? No. It's just the opposite.
No, so the Torah on the bottom brings both, so he said, well, the Rav is saying the Yam Shoshlomo, which doesn't understand for the same reason why. But, and Rashi is saying...
Yes, Rashi is a very difficult Rashi.
Rashi, okay. Rashi and the Rav and the Rav say that because he was already fighting with his wife earlier, so he wasn't thinking of anything, he was just fighting with his wife. That's not right, so the Torah is not
Matanis. It doesn't make sense. The Rashi is a very difficult Rashi. Okay. There's something that has to be mugrad here, and I don't have any sign of Hagor, but they have to magid the Rashi somehow. Okay. Hadik Tani is Garshu Lo, right? Where even if he divorced her, he's not allowed to marry her. But the Argil Huktata, he started up the fight, even though he wasn't fighting her with her when he wasn't matter the nether, where we could say he already was thinking of divorcing her, right? But since he started up the fight, we can say that he had in mind to start up the fight and divorce her. Therefore, it's also Hadik Tani Afilu Nisgarshu that it's mutter, right? Even if they got Gerushin, is talking with Dargila Hiktata. He wasn't fighting with her when he wasn't Mata the Nether. And he didn't start up with her. She started up with him. So then we can't say that he was planning that she should start up with him. Then there's no. That's why then it's mutter for him to get married. Okay. There's something wrong with the Rashi, but something. You can't learn the Rashi way it is. Okay. The Kulan Shanisu, right in the Gemara. Kasolka daitach, misa misa, the gerishin a gerishin. The Mishnah it says if they had wives, and the wives, all these women, okay, if they got married to somebody else, and then the husband died, okay, then they're mutter to marry this guy, okay? So we think now that it's talking in a case where the original husband died, okay? In other words, she was married to this guy, and the husband died. So now the Chacham, what's it called, the case of the, not the Gerushin, the case of what's it called, of where he was mayed that the husband died. Okay? She's mayed, the husband died, and then he can't marry the wife. Then she got married to somebody else, and he died. Now he can marry her, right? So we think it's going on that case, that she died, the second husband died, and the first husband died, right? The Gerushin again, or the case of Gerushin, where the husband divorced his wife because of the nether, or he gave her a get, and this guy said, b'fanei nif, b'fanei nechtam, and then she married somebody else, and he divorced her, right? Name of Masnisa is the local Rebbe. If it's the case of Misa, is going back on the case of Misa, right, the first husband died, and this guy was mayed that the husband died. We don't let him get married to the wife. She went and married somebody else now. He died. Now he can get married to her. So this is not like Rebbe. The Ika Rebbe, her Omer, betrays him, the Havi Chazaka. She's a Kaplonis. Two times she had husbands dying, were afraid that what's it called, that there's something wrong with her, and it's a sakana for anybody else to marry her. So two times already is a chazaka, according to Rebbe. According to the Chachamim, you need three times to be a chazaka. She has to have three husbands that died, and the fourth one can't marry her. But according to Rebbe, she has to have two husbands that died, and the third one can't marry her. So in this case, he was mayed that her husband died. She got married to somebody else, and he died. Now he can marry her. That's not like Rebbe. He cannot allow to marry her. She's a katlonis. So the truth is, the Rishonim said the Gemara could have given Terutzim, he didn't die of natural causes, he was killed. Right? There are cases where a woman's not considered a katlonis, where obviously she's not the cause. Right? Where something else caused the guy's death. He was eaten up by a lion. Right? It's not her fault. It's but if her husband's died, then we're afraid that she's like contagious or something. Right? She's, right? Or there are other cases where the guy was 148 years old, so don't blame the wife for his dying. Yeah. So there are cases the Gemara could have said, but the Gemara will give an answer. Then the Gemara says, okay. The Gemara says, well, there's no kasha to begin with. Misa gerishin, gerishin on misa. The case where the aid is made that the husband divorced the wife, or the chacham was not matter and the husband divorced the wife, that's the case where it says she married somebody else and he died. There's only one husband that died. And the case where he's mayed that the husband died, that you have to say that the next husband gave her a gift, didn't die. So it could go even according to Rebbe. Rashi. Kasoka daitach misa misa. Hadik tani v'kulan shenisu v'acherim. Umesu koi nami aresha. Dik tani meis haragti v'harganuhu lo yisa zishto. That the case where it says that the second husband died is going back on the case where the aid is made that the first husband died. Uktani dim nisei slacher al pivu meis hasheni azemu teresi nasi la aid zeh. The afal pisha mesu beis ba'alim tinasi l'shlisha. Even though two husbands died in her, the third one is allowed to get married. V'lo amri in hukza kazu katlonis. We don't say that she, as a chazak of being a woman who kills her husband. The husbands die because of her. Shehano so meis. The gerishin diktoni is garisha koya gerishin d'leil. Hamedi get. Right? And the gerishin is going on the case of gerishin. Right? Yeah, there could even be misa, but there's lav dafka. This is exactly according to Rashi. Vashmina did misa slacher boso aget the gerisha sheni hazem uterasi nasi lemevi gita arisha. Right? And gerishin is going on gerishin, and we see from there a woman who was divorced twice can also get married the third time. Rashi learns that just like a woman who had two husbands die, the third husband's not allowed to marry her, according to Rebbe, or three husbands die, the fourth person can't marry, according to the Chachamim. Same thing, a woman who was divorced twice, according to Rebbe, can't get married a third time. Because we're afraid that what's it called, that something wrong with her, that she's kind of getting divorced. Other Rishonim learn that there's no problem with divorce. Divorce is not what's it called, Tosa says. Right, gerishin afil nisgarishin kamim pamim shorli nasi. Because first of all, what's the sakana? So she got divorced. Right, if the guy will die, is one thing. But if he'll end up divorcing his wife, so what's so terrible, right? Nobody's getting hurt. Nobody's getting, you know, he's not getting terribly hurt because he had to divorce his wife. But the fact that he's going to die, that's a sakana. And there's another thing also, right? To say that the woman causes the death of her husband is one thing. But this woman causes the guy to give her a get. She has free choice, right? He doesn't have free choice about dying, but he does have free choice about giving the get, so therefore there's no chazaka that because two husbands divorced her, she's going to cause the third guy to divorce her too. It's something that's totally in free choice. Huh? What about
she's
Yeah, yeah, fine, but he still has the right to divorce her or not divorce her, right? It's not something that she can be forced to do. Betrays in the Havichazok, a lakamin baboyevimto, nises larisha no mace, lasheni o mace, lashlishi lotinase, divi rebbe. She married one person, he died, married a second person, he died, she can't get married to the third person, according to Rebbe. Umasnishin beloka Rebbe. The I Rebbe noi dichshad leka, even according to Rebbe where there's no chshad, because she could have got married to somebody else in between, but there's another reason why he can't marry her now, because she's a kaklonis. Miulachola olamasura, shahusuk ola his almain ola his garish. Rashi Shita is, you can have a chazaka to be a woman who husband dies or husband gives her git. Misa, my answer is no. Misa is tani hocha, she nisu v'acheru mesu mutaros labakulu dele elkoi. Ela gerishit. V'amevi gero chocham shosra sa'isha. The Misa is only going on the case where the first husband divorced her. But enachinami, the first husband died, then what's it called, if the second husband died, the Mishnah wouldn't hold his mother like Rebbe. Those Mishnah could go like Rebbe too. The Gerishin, the Hacha, Mace, Harakti Fargaran. The case of Gerishin is going back where the first person died. So there's no Chazaka here. There's no two Gerishins or two Mises. There's one Gerishin and one Misa. Mishim Hachi, Kishin is Garish, and Misheni Zem, Uteris Lashlishi, Shadayin Lahuchas, Gabachad Reyes, and Trezimni. She's no chazaka. She was divorced once, and she was widowed once, but she wasn't divorced twice or widowed twice. Okay, go on. The kulan mutaros libneim olacheim. They're all mutter to marry the brother or the children of the sons of the guy who's not allowed to marry her. Maishno mehodisnan. Why is this different than the following? Hanitin min ha'isha. A person suspected of what's it called of living with a what's it called with a woman, okay? Also, be'ima, he can't marry her mother, right? If there's a strong rumor that a guy was what's it called promiscuous with a woman, she's not allowed to marry her mother, or her daughter, or her sister, right? Why? Because not because we're afraid that what's it called that he married her because he didn't marry her. Right? We're afraid that he's marrying these women so he has access to her. Right? He wants really to have access to this woman. Right? He was suspected of being promiscuous. She went and married somebody else. Okay? Now he can't marry her mother because we're afraid that he's marrying her mother to have access to this woman that he was promiscuous with before, and now he's gonna, because of the mother, she'll come to visit her mother, who his wife, right? And he'll be able to be promiscuous with her, even though she's married to somebody else. Same thing with the sister. Same thing with the daughter. So same thing over here. Let's say that since we're what's it called, afraid that this guy, was did this in order to have connection to this woman, right? So we shouldn't allow her to marry his son or his brother, for fear that because of that the woman will be around and she'll have access to her. Samaria says no. Nashi legabi nashi shrichan. Women go visit other women. So we're afraid that the woman that he's suspected of having a relationship with is going to visit her mother or her sister or her daughter, and he'll have access to her. Therefore, it's awesome. But the Aslan, Gavri, Lagavi, Gavri, Lo Shrichan. But men don't go visit other men. And therefore, what's it called? We're not afraid that the woman is going to, the guy's going to go visit. The children are going to come and visit the guy, and the wife's going to come along. Not reasonable. Inami, another reason why it's different. Nashi delo asron shchivasan adadi lo kapti adadi. The women, since if the man, lives with a married woman, he's not going to become usher to his wife. So the wife's not so careful. If I'm married to this woman's, sister, right? She's not going to be so careful that I'm not around the woman, her sister, because even if I live with that sister, I'm still mutter to her. So no big deal. Okay, so he'll be mazana with my sister, right? Not no skin off my back. Doesn't come also to me. But the opposite case, right, the woman will become also to the husband. The husband is therefore makbid if his wife doesn't go visit her sister or whatever and become also to him. Gavri do asun shivasan adadi kapte adadi. Tomorrow says he hochi aviv nami, could even marry the father. Why dafka the son and the brothers? Master, the father he can't marry. Lo mi boy comer. No, it's even the son and the brother. Surely the father. Lo mi boya aviv de bozes bonne mine. Right? The son is embarrassed, to live with the father's wife. Right? But the father is not so embarrassed to live with the son's wife. But the son, is embarrassed from his father. Avo b'no de lo bozes aviv mine, emalo kamashmo. And therefore, that tells me he could marry the son, even marry the brother. But surely he can marry the father, because we're surely not afraid that the guy is going to live with his father's wife, right? If the son is embarrassed from his father. So in the first time, come on, like the Gemara explains the reason. He's marrying the mother or the sister or the daughter to have access to this woman who he was promiscuous with. And now she's married to somebody else. We know already that he has a yen for her, because he was nitan. There were rumors that he was promiscuous with her before, so we're afraid that he can't control himself. Ubiznus kama lo havi mitzer beimo bekrovasera. Right, the fact that he was mizana with her doesn't answer him from her mother or her krovim. The kaimla nosin alanus of el mafuta, because the isser of a sister and a mother is only to the woman you're married to, not the woman that you lived with, who you weren't married to. What?
But he is married.
No. He's marrying the mother.
Right.
But he was never married to this woman.
But the one about he's married the mother, so the daughter now is.
But we're afraid he's going to mizana with her. But he's allowed to marry the mother. We're afraid he'll live with the other woman, the isser. She's also an ashesish. She married somebody else too. Right, it's not that we're choshish that he's going to live with her because she's married to the mother. We're afraid she went and married somebody else. We're afraid now that he's going to be mizana with this Eishes Ish, and he's getting the way he's setting it up by marrying her mother. It's a two-ish-or-a-man. The lo-nesru krovos isha al ha-ish elim ken kitchel rishona. The ishus ksiba, the kicha ki ikach ish, es isha ves ima. אבל משניסו אס אימו ואס ביטו, עומדס הניתנס הראשון ללא בקורס. Once he marries the mother, or the sister, or the daughter, now he'll be osur bekares to live with the other one. Okay? Disnan ha'onus l'mafata l'anesu achayim. V'hochi nami amai muteris l'vneim. And therefore, okay, it could be from Rashi's mashma that she didn't get married to somebody else, even though from later on from the Gemara's mashma that the husband's going to watch her, whatever. But we're afraid that he's going to get access to this woman who's also to him now, for whatever reason. She's also either because it's a relative of his wife, or because she's a married woman. V'hochi nami amai muteris l'vneim. Same thing over here. Why is this woman mutter to marry the son or the brother of the guy she can't marry? Let's be afraid that he's setting this up, that his brother or son should be married to her so he can have access to her. Lechu shema eitz atza zima hoya b'neihem. Lisa is v'noshal zeh, v'yehezeh rogel etzla. Let's be afraid that he set up that his son should marry her so he should have access to her. Just like over there, we're afraid that he's marrying the mother to have access to the woman. Where it says, Noshi lo asru, shiva znus hakrova es ishto gemura alav. Okay? Women, if a guy lives with a woman, biznus, right? So it doesn't asr her krovim on him. Okay. Hilkach lo kapte ishto v'shoska v'chayshina. Therefore, the wife is not makbid. Right, if he goes around living with other women, because it doesn't answer him to her. The chayshin, that's what we're choshish. Avo gavri da asri shivas an hadadi, the isha hamizan asur labai lekopit bal. So you see from Rashi, it's talking where she has a husband. She got married to somebody else. So, but a woman, if she's mizana, she's also to her husband. So the husband's are makbid. I'm not interested in you going sleeping with somebody else over there, because you're going to be usher to me. But the wife isn't so makbid on her husband because he's not going to become usher to her. So it's talking in a case where she went and got married to somebody else. We're not just choshish that he's going to be over an isher kares, but that he's going to be living with an ashesish. I hachi de begavri lo chashinu v'znus, she yizne krovo im ishto la'aviv shomater no mitishtori. If that's the case, that we're not afraid, why is she only mutter to the son or the brother? She should be mutter to the father too. Why didn't you say also the father? Shmuel says, "Lo mi boyer la'aviv." The father's understood. Of course, you can marry the father. Right? It's no chash that the guy set up that his father should marry this son, so he could live with his father's wife. Right? A guy doesn't have the chutzpah to do that. Lo mi boyer la'aviv shol mater to mutaros. V'lo chayshin et shem yizne mater zeh imah the buzzes minei bo shu mi aviv ve'imoso alav. He's afraid of his father. He's not afraid of his brother or his son. So maybe he set up the whole thing so he could live with his daughter-in-law or sister-in-law. But be afraid that he's living with his mother-in-law, his father's wife, that we're not choshish.
Okay, we're on Chavova Min Aleph, the beginning of the parak. Arbo Achim, four brothers. Shnai Mehem Nesuim Shtei Achoyos. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, and Levi and Yehuda are married to other women. Or not married at all, doesn't make a difference. Yeah, it makes a difference. They're married to other women. And Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Umesu hanesuim mesoachayos, and Reuven and Shimon died. So the two sisters fall, each of them, to the two brothers. Either one could be miyabim, well, what's it called, one or the other. Harielu cholzos logus yabmos. So they have to have chalitza, but they can't have yibum. The Gemara says two reasons why. The first reason, the one we'll mention now in the Mishnah, because of zika. Because when they both fall, they both have zika to each brother. So if one brother is miyabim, one of the sisters, he's also marrying achos zikukoso, the sister of the woman who's zakuk to him also. And Achos Kukaso is also just like Achos Ishto. Because even before he made Yibum, she had a connection to him. So if he's Miyabim Rachel or Leah, right, they are, aside from being his Yavama, they're also the sister of a woman who's Zakuk to him. So therefore, he can't be Miyabim, either of them, but he has to give them Chalitza. Okay. Vim Kidmu V'Kinsu Yotziu. And if either one married either of the sisters, they have to divorce him. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says no. Beishamei Omer Mikayim. Beishamei held that they could remain married. And Beishilel Omer Yotzu. And Beishilel held Taka they have to get divorced. Okay. Hoysa achas mehen asura al ho'echad isur erva. Right. If one of the sisters, let's say, was the mother-in-law of one of the other brothers, right? Rachel was Levi's mother-in-law, and she's not related at all to Yehuda except the fact that she's his brother's wife, dead brother's wife. Okay. So achas mehen asur al ha'echad isur erva asur ba mutar b'chosa. So she's not zakuk to that brother, so therefore he can be miyabin the other one. Now he can be miyabim Leah, because Rachel is not zakuk, and Leah is not achosu kukaso, because what's it called? Leah is not, Rachel is not zakuk to him, because she's his mother-in-law. V'hasheni also b'shteim, the second one is also to both of them, same, because both of them are zakuk to Yehuda, and therefore he can't be miyabim Rachel or Leah, because both of them are zakuk to him. And whichever one he's going to be miyabim is also achos kukaso. But the first one, only one of them is zakuk to him. So he can be miyabim, that one. Isur mitzvah v'isur kedusha. If one of them was asur to one of them because of isur kedusha or isur mitzvah, and isur d'rabbanan, right? One of them was asur to only one of them because of Isser the Rabbanan. So then, Choletzus Velomis Yabemis. Then really, she's still Min HaTorah Chayiv and Yibum, because Esei Docholos Esei. So she is Achos Kukosa, whichever one will be Miyabim. So there again, he can only be Choletz and not Miyabim, even if the woman is offered to him, but only in Isser the Rabbanan, only in Isser Lav. Or Isser the Rabbanan. If Rachel was Levi's mother-in-law and Leah was Yehuda's mother-in-law, so now both of them are not zakuk to both of them. One of them is zakuk to one and one zakuk to the other. So neither one is achos kukaso. Mela, both of them can be miyabein the one that's mutter to them. The one that's an erva to Levi, Yehuda can be miyabim. And the one that's an erva to Yehuda, Levi can be miyabim. The Zuhi Sha'amru, this is what they, in this case, they said, Achosa Kishihi Yavimta. Now, it's a sister, and she's also, what's it called, sister wife, a Yavama, that falls to Yibum together with her sister. Oh, choletus omis yabemis. Then it's possible that the sister, who's a yavama, can either have chalitza or yibum, right? And she's not considered achos kukaso because she's also to the other brother. Okay. Rashi. Arba achim velo misyabmos neforish time the Gemara mishum zika. First reason the Gemara gives is because yeh zika. The kiva de tarvayu skukin lahai ulahai kama de miyabim poga b'achos kukaso tahavye ki ishto. Since they're both zakuk to both of the brothers, whichever one, the first brother will be miyabim, she's also achos kukaso. She's the sister of another woman who's zakuk to him also. Isser erva kagon chamoso veim chamoso. And if one of them was usher to one of them, then isser erva, like it's his mother-in-law or his grandmother-in-law, umutter b'achoso delav alchos kukahi. So that one is mutter, is Osir the one who's Osir to him, and Mutter to be Miyabim the other one, because she's not Achos Kukaso, because the sister is not Zakuk to him, because it's his mother-in-law. The Erva Lav Kamei Ram Yali Yibume. An Erva doesn't fall to Yibum at all. Isser Mitzvah Ram Yakamei Midoraisa. Isser Mitzvah Min HaTorah is what's it called, whichever one's the Rabbanan, like we had before, Isser Mitzvah or Isser Kedusha. Right? Isser Mitzvah means obviously only Isser the Rabbanan. Or it's a Lav. Because either because of Esei Docholos Esei or because only Yisrael Rabbanan, they what's it called, therefore she really is Zakuk, so she's Achos Kukaso, but we don't let him have what's it called Yibum with her, and therefore he can't have Yibum in either of them. Achosa kshi yivimta, achosa shel erva, kshihi yivimta, eishas achi ba'ala, kshiro felashim ala Yibum. Possible to have two sisters falling to Yibum, and they both should be mutter to be Yibum or Chalitza, because one is also to this one, one's also to the other one. O Chaletz is Omish Yabem, Mr. Lav Achel Shkukoso. Neither one is Achel Shkukoso, because the sister is also to him. The Erva, Lo Ram Yakame, because the Erva doesn't fall to Yibum. Okay, let's see Gemara. Shma Mino Yezika. So we see from this Mishnah that Yezika, because if there wouldn't be, Zika wouldn't be considered, right, a van, then there's no Isser of Achel Shkukoso. Achel Shkukoso means that if a woman falls to Yibum, it's like there's already a bond. So if there's already a bond, I can't marry her sister. But if ain't Zika, if Zika is weak, and it doesn't create a bond, then there's no achos kukos. I'm marrying the woman who's zakuk to me, and she's not the sister of another woman who's zakuk, because Zika doesn't create a bond. She is zakuk, but Zika doesn't create any bond that would answer me to her sister. See Rashi. Ye Zika, Kolomer Chamura Zika Lashavi Achus Kukasu Kachas Ishto. Zika is strong to create a bond where, just like the wife, the sister of your wife is Osir, the sister of a woman who's bonded to you through Zika is Osir too. Mesechus Nadarim, Pligiba, and some Machlokas in Nadarim, Lagabe other Halokas, Lagabe Aforis Nadarim. Is Zika strong enough to make a bond where I can be made for the Nadarim of the woman who's Zakuk to me? One holds that there is a bond, and that bond creates a din of Haforis Nadarim, and also asers me to her relatives, like her sister. In the Prokem before, in the first parak, Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna argued over this. Right, if they, what's it called, if a woman is zakuk, if you're mutter with her krovos or not, if you're mutter with her relatives or not.
Okay.
The Raisa. What? The Raisa. It's shaila, whatever it is. As we learn through, we'll see. Could be the Zika's the Raisa, could be it's only Dindarabban. Even though it has to do with Haforas Nadarim, they say that Isha Noderis Aldas Bala, and the Rabbanan created that bond. And if it's an issue of Krovos, then it could be also an issue of Rabbanim. Okay. So Mara says, Michti, Hani Mitrei, the Ein Zika, because if Zika is not considered a band, Michti, Hani Mitrei Bati Kasha. They come from two separate houses. And not that both sisters are falling from one brother. If both sisters fall from one brother, right, Avadi, there's what's it called? Well, both sisters can't fall from one brother. Okay, right. So they're coming from two different brothers, yeah? Haile Yabim Chada, Vahaile Yabim Chada. So each brother should be able to miyabim one of them. Why shouldn't there be a din of Yibum here? So therefore, we see from here, Yei Zika. The reason he can't be miyabim is because of Zika. Mar says, no. La'olamei Malach Ein Zika. Really, that's not the reason for the Mishnah. To learn a different reason for the Mishnah. There's no Zika. And the reason they can't be miyavim is not because it's achos kukoso. There's no bond. The reason is, and mishum tikasover, also levatul mitzvus yivamim. It's because we're afraid that, what's it called, that if he is miyavim rachel, okay, Levi is miyavim rachel, we're afraid before Yehuda is miyavim Leah, that Yehuda will die. And if Yehuda dies, now Leah falls before Reuven, who was Miyabim already Rachel. And now there's not going to be any Yibum and Chalitza on Leah, because it's his wife's sister. He married already. He's Miyabim. And he mevatel the mitzvah of Yibum from Leah completely. So therefore, we tell Levi to give Chalitza, and then Yehuda has to give Chalitza, and if Yehuda dies before he gives Chalitza, right, if he dies before he gives Chalitza, so also there's not going to be any Chalitza, no? he dies before. No, since he gave chalitza, it's only achal chalutzosa. And achal chalutzosa also needs chalitza. So there'll still be a din of chalitza. Why? Dilma ad miyabim chad, when Levi will be miyabim rachel, ma yeshidach, Yehuda will die. And then Leah will fall before Levi. And now there's no yibum and chalitza if he's married to her. Ukumavakul mitzvah yivami. Okay. Rashi. Mitrei bati, mishnei achim noflu. Mayis idach, v'nofle kanei. So they were afraid. The reason is not because of Zika, because of what's it called? Osu levatul mitzvah yivami. What will happen is that Levi will be miyabim Rachel, and before Yehuda has a chance to be miyabim Leah, he'll die. And now Leah will fall before Levi. And he can't be miyabim her, he does not have to give her chalitza. She's achos ishto. The nofla kameh, the hai, the nafka mishum achos ishto, below chalitza v'ibu. Hilke chamrinim lu chalutza. Therefore we say, give chalitza. The inomi mayis idach, even if Yehuda will die, once Levi gave chalitza to one sister, right? As mayis idach ach lebosser chalitza dechad hoder high cholitz v'cholitzla. Then achos chalutzoso is only the rabbana. So therefore, she has to have chalitza. So we're not mevatel the mitzvah of yibum completely. Both of them will get chalitza. Okay. So Mara says, Ihachi Taltanami, why do you need four brothers? If the whole reason is because of Issa Levatul Mitzvah Yevamim, right, then by three brothers would be the same thing. Right? You had three brothers, two of them married what's it called, sisters, and two brothers die, and the two sisters fall from two different brothers to the third one. So over there also. Really, he could be Miyabim one of them. So let me miyabim the first one and finish. No, but he's miyabim the first one. He's mevatel chalitza and yibum from the second one completely. So also levatel mitzvah yivam. So Mara says, no, lo mi boya kam yavadi there. You're mevatel the mitzvah of yibum for sure if you're miyabim one. Over here, you're not mevatel the mitzvah only if the other guy dies. So that's what it says. Lo mi boya tal te devadi bot le mitzvah yivam. Aval dalet le misa lo chayshinon kamash malon. Right? I might think that what's it called, only in the case where you mevatel the mitzvah of Yibum for sure, where three brothers, where both fall to one, if he's miyabim one, the other one's out of the picture completely, for sure. Then you don't let him be miyabim. But in the case where there's four brothers, if one's miyabim, at that point he's not mevatel the mitzvah of Yibum, because the other brother's still alive, he could be miyabim or give chalitza too. Right? The only problem is maybe he'll die. So maybe we're not choshish that he'll die. You be miyabim, and we're not going to worry. He'll either be miyabim or give chalitza. And everybody will have something done to them. The only problem will be if Yehuda dies. Then there's bitl mitzvah yivamim. So I might think, in that situation, we're not worried about Yehuda dying. Kamash malon, that we are worried. Even there, first one can't give yibum, because we're afraid that Yehuda will die, and mevatel mitzvah yivamim. Okay. See, Rashi. Taltanami, Maishna the Nok at Dalarachin. Why does the Mishnah have to say four brothers? Why? Iyamish Bishloma Ye Zika. If the reason is because of Zika, Ashma'in and Ravusa, then there's a chiddush in four brothers over three brothers. Why? Because by three brothers, where both women are zakub to one brother, that's a stronger Zika. Because he has a bond with both of these women, for sure. Right? Da'afagav the trei achininu, v'lo alima zikoso de kama de miyabim de matzim lememra ahi ram yukamei, v'achosa kamei ochid, afilu hachi osir. But if there's four brothers, bigger chiddush. Because who said that Rachel was zakuk to Yehuda? Maybe she was zakuk to what's it called, only to Levi. And in the end, Yehuda was going to be miyabim Leah, so Rachel wasn't zakuk to him. So when there's two sisters and two brothers, the zika is not that strong to say that both are zakuk to each one, even though lemaisa they are. But in the end, one will be miyavim this, one will be miyavim that, so she never really was zakuk to the other one. Still, we say that zika exists, even where there's two yavamos and two brothers. Right? So it's a chiddush. But, kol shekein shlosha achim, beiz mehem nesuim shtei achoyus, umesu, v'nofu shteyem lefnei zeh, shteyem asuros, v'tarvayu alei ramya, v'zikasu chamura. Right? Surely in a case of three brothers, right, where both of them fall to one brother, the zika to that one brother is very strong. But where two fall to two brothers, zika is not that strong. So there's a chiddush. Even there, we say zika. The chinosav havi poga bachus kugaso. Elaim mishum bittel mitzvah yivamim. But if the reason is because we're mevatel the mitzvah of yibum, afilu tal tanami. What's the chiddush then with four? The same thing with three. Umesu ashnayim anesuim shtei achoyu shteim cholzos. So where's the chiddush? Where says, no, there is a chiddush. The chiddush is that I might think that bittul mitzvah yivam is only where it's definite. But where it's only a chance you'll be mevatel mitzvah yivam because the other guy will die, maybe there we're not choshesh. Kamash v'lan that we are.